It is it is an amazing place. Okay, Mike is our next caller. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
I am of age, so I'm going to vote and drink this afternoon.
Get a good head start on everybody else.
What has happened to campaign and election reform? We never hear of that anymore. This has got to stop. Something has to change.
Well, now, be a bit more specific. What has you upset? The commercials?
No.
The nature of it?
What has me upset is Catherine Harris's attempt to dethrone Bill Nelson, one of the career politicians.
Yeah.
President Bush has been here. His wife has been here. Dick Cheney has been here for the man that has taken her seat in the House of Representatives, but nothing for Catherine Harris.
She's not a real good... I mean, she's a nice lady, okay? I know her personally. She's not a great candidate. I mean, come on. Come on, Mike. She comes out in favor of the fair tax, and then reporters ask her some basic questions about the fair tax, and she can't even answer them.
But nonetheless, she deserves a chance to defeat Bill Nelson as well.
Well, she's got a chance. She hasn't made the most of it.
And it's the same old in these elections, the campaigns this time. All the people running for state house here in Florida, they're going to lower insurance rates. They can't do that.
Sir, what they promised to do during an election versus what they can actually accomplish once they get into office are two things. It is up to the voters to understand that. Most of the time, they don't.
Well, if there were some kind of reform, wouldn't that level the playing field?
Well, what kind of reform would you like to see?
I'd like to see the Libertarians have a chance.
I would like to see that too, sir. But before that's going to happen, the Libertarians are going to have to change their public image. They're going to have to stop presenting themselves to the people of this country as the party of legal drugs. They're going to have to stop presenting themselves to the people of this country as the party that is unwilling to fight the war on Islamic fascism.
And also, they're not kissing ass and getting those gazillions of dollars in corporate money.
Sir, they're not... Listen, most... I don't know. The Cato Foundation says about 21% of the voters in this country are libertarian. That is not enough to elect libertarians to positions of national prominence. It is enough to sway every single election out there. What we need are mature voters in this country that... actually understand and believe that their vote can make a difference and they're willing to go out there and apply it in that manner.
Well, one of the previous callers kind of touched on it. There are great members of our society on both sides of the aisle, but they have to stay within the confines of their party platform.
I know. Well, listen, the problem, folks, and thank you for your call, sir, is as George Wallace was saying 30 years ago, there's not a dime's worth of difference between these two parties. Now, there are some stark differences. There's stark differences when it comes to judicial nominees and appointments, okay? That is really important. That's really important. But the Republicans haven't done enough to set themselves aside. And they surely have betrayed the basis upon which they were put in power in 1992. It's going to be an interesting week. Stay where you are. It's The Bort Show.
If the power goes out, we don't. Emergency information 24 hours a day. Regardless of if your computer or TV works. AM 1290 and 95.7 FM. News Talk Radio, WHIO. Depend on it. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM, Piqua.